USA Radio News.
President Trump took to Twitter to wish everyone a happy new year and say that 2019 would be another great year as long as folks didn't suffer from Trump derangement syndrome. The president was also asked on Fox News about Elizabeth Warren, senator from Massachusetts, hopping into the presidential race in 2020.
Elizabeth Warren will be the first. She did very badly in proving that she was of Indian heritage. That didn't work out too well. I think you have more than she does, and maybe I do too, and I have nothing. So, we'll see how she does. I wish her well. I hope she does well. I'd love to run against her.
On this January 1st, 20 states will raise the minimum wage, which is a record. The Mega Million jackpot for tonight is now up to $425 million. That makes it one of the top 10 jackpots in history, and there hasn't been a winner since October when someone won $1.3 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The changing of the years means a new list of banished words has been released. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at this year's edition.
It's the 44th annual list of words that the authors at Lake Superior State University in Michigan believe should be banished from the American lexicon. And this year's list includes the words wheelhouse, collusion, ghosting, and legally drunk, as well as the phrase wrap my head around. There are about 10 other words on the list this year. It's been comprised of nominations from around the world since 1977 and has over 1,000 entries. The full list is available online at the university website. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. military deleted and apologized for a New Year's Eve tweet which joked about bombing America's enemies. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A record 20 states raised the minimum wage in 2019. But what are the consequences of that raise, and how will it affect the economy moving forward? Zane Tanhill is a restaurant franchisee owner. He says this minimum wage may look good on the surface, but he also tells Fox News,
well, I think there's going to be a huge consolidation within the space. Restaurant business is in a little different state than the rest of the retail industry in that our margins are paper thin. Our maximum ticket in an Applebee's, for instance, is $15-$18. So compare that to the retail space where you're selling, I don't know, an iPhone for $500, $1,000. Obviously, your margin on $1,000 is a little better than on $18. B, it's really good, I guess, in terms of the people that are working, but there'll be no doubt there's huge consolidation in the labor market. Technology, I always say, minimum wage increases are technology's best friend.
Tanhill believes instead of a server coming up to you, you might see
pads scrolling down, doing most of the tasks that a server would ordinarily do, are moving more and more towards the consumer. Don't forget, we buy gas, we swipe a card at the gas pump. We buy groceries in a grocery store, we hit our card on the groceries. Now when we pay our bills in a restaurant more and more, you're seeing the swipe the card at the table.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.